AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. If bikers in Texas want to get it on, they're going to have to go somewhere else. Twin Peaks has revoked the franchise of one of its restaurants in Waco, where a shootout Sunday involving five rival motorcycle gangs left at least nine bikers dead, 18 injured, and almost 170 arrested. Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says the melee began inside the restaurant.
Shots were fired inside the restaurant by rival biker gang members at each other. We had wounded inside, we had people stabbed, we had people shot, and we had people beat.
A Houston police officer was struck and killed today while putting down spike strips to try and stop a stolen vehicle being driven by a robbery suspect who shot at police before wounding himself. A setback, that's how the White House describes the capture of the Iraqi city of Ramadi by Islamic State militants. The administration vows to help Iraqis reclaim the capital of Anbar province, a statement seconded by Colonel Steve Warren, the Pentagon's spokesman.
We will retake Ramadi. What this means is that we now have to, along with our Iraqi partners, retake Ramadi.
Amtrak resumed service today between New York and Philadelphia, the scene of a deadly derailment last Tuesday. AP correspondent Mike Sisak reports passengers felt safe.
They did embrace the safety procedures that are now in place, the automatic train control that has been put in place on that section of track. And most of the people we talked to, they said they're going to be thinking about and praying for the victims of the derailment last week.
Friends and relatives are remembering a New York City real estate executive's carrying a ebullient spirit as they mourn her death in last week's Amtrak crash. Laura Finnemore was one of the eight who died. This is AP Radio News. The confidence of home builders has slipped a bit at midweek and an uncertain housing market.
The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index dropped from 56 to 54 for the month. A reading above 50 means builders are still more confident than not, but Association Chief Economist David Crow says buyers remain cautious.
They hesitate before they actually pull the trigger, and they're searching for very good bargains, which is putting some pressure to builders' bottom line.
Younger buyers are even more skittish, meaning the typical buyer of a new house has a harder time selling the old one, but builders do expect things to get better. The index measuring confidence in the future rose another point in May to 64. I'm Warren Levinson.
After an early stumble, stocks edged higher at midday, and with less than an hour of trading left, the Dow is up 48 points, the S&P ahead 8, and the NASDAQ is up 32. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.